principle works. Am I sincere enough to work it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Principle works. Am I sincere enough to work it? This is always the question that confronts all of us as we are facing any circumstance in life. No matter what the circumstance may be in life, no matter what we may be expected to do, no matter how we may expect it to look at life, are we sincere enough to work the principle to accomplish what is the desire of our heart? Now, the principle is always the same. The principle is, what thoughts I think, what words I speak, what attitude I have, what expectation I have, that is the result. Now, you say, well, we've had good expectations, we've had good desires, and we've had bad results. We've had many desires that we wanted to have fulfilled. We had many expectations we wanted to have taken place, but they just were not taking place. They just did not happen, and it was not a very happy thing for us. Now, why is it that when we're so happy, they're so joyous about having something happen, that it doesn't happen? We all know how the little finger put into the hole in the dam, in the dike, could stop the water from flowing from the ocean into the land. The little Dutch boy story is very prominent in all of our minds. But did we stop to think what really was happening there? What was really happening was that there was a stoppable gap. There was something that could be done, and it was being done. With all of us, with each of us, we work the principle, and then we wonder if we're sincere enough to have it work for us. We think about principle works, and we ask, am I sincere enough to work it? Was the little boy sincere enough to put his finger in the hole in the dike? Were you, are you, am I sincere enough to really believe, and believe is not the word, but to really insist on whatever it is that I feel is toward my highest and best, toward my highest good? Is having a healthy body toward my highest good? Is having a healthy body to be my highest and best? Is that an expression, examination, and illustration of my very finest quality of me to live in an ideal body, perfect in every way? Wow! Every single organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Well, you know, the majority of the people on earth live just that way. The majority of the people on earth live just that way in their ideal healthy body. And you say, oh, come now, we know better. No, you don't. If all the statistics and research were done, we'd find that the majority of the people on earth are living in healthy, happy, hearty bodies. And they're living in healthy, happy, hearty bodies because they haven't thought of it any other way. They don't think of their body being imperfect in any way. But now there are some people who do. There are some people who do think of their bodies imperfect. They remember what grandma and grandpa had, what the relatives all had, what their mother and father had, what their sisters and brothers have. They remember all these things. And yet in the same family, there can be those children who are ill and those children who are not ill. And you say to yourself, why is that so? That's not fair. Well, who put the thought in the mind of the child who was ill? Who put the thought in the mind of the child that was not faring too well with his health? Who put the thought in there? Perhaps he put it in there himself. Perhaps when the child was being born, its mother says, oh, I do hope it'll be a healthy baby. I do hope it'll come out. I do hope, I hope. Well, the mother really is doubting. If the mother were an honest, sincere mother, she'd say, I have the ideal baby. My baby is whole and perfect. My baby is fantastic. My baby is glorious. And that would be their baby. Now, many mothers don't get that enthusiastic about it, although I really believe they do. And most of the children come out just fine. They come out just fine because the mother says, I love my baby. However my baby is, I love my baby. I love my... But they don't put that however my baby in there because that's a doubt. They don't put that however my baby comes out, I'm going to love it. Boy or girl or good or bad, I'm gonna love it. That's doubt. To be a procreator, to create children in this world is such a privilege and such a beautiful task and such a beautiful opportunity for all of us if we could only understand what our role is. Our role is we want our children to be ideal. And if we want our children to be ideal, we must have ideal thoughts about them. Number one, our children are born of ideal parents. Can we say that of ourselves? Are we sincere enough to say that ourselves? Are we confident enough to say that to ourselves? Are we confident enough that we are using a principle? And that principle functions for us when we function it. Parents are glorious beings. They are bringing forth a child. They're bringing forth a life. Whether it's a father, a mother, or brothers, or sisters, or whomever in the family, they feel, what a fabulous thing. Here I'm going to have a little brother, a little sister. Here we're having a son or a daughter. Here we're having a child. A child is born unto us. How glorious. It's as though it were the Christ child. And in truth, it is the Christ child. Because the only child that's ever born in the entire world or the universe or the galaxies or wherever we might say, it is a perfect child. It is a Christ child. For unto us this day a child is born. And we shall call his name good and very good. No matter what the circumstances are of the parents, and sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. Animals sometimes have difficult circumstances too. They raise their bears, cubs, under an ice block, and the mother sleeps while the little cubs eat and grow and become cublets. So, no matter what circumstances are in life, if we are sincere in our expectation for anything, we achieve it. If we are sincere in our expectation for having the ideal child, truly we will have the ideal child. If we have the expectation for having the most beautiful child that we could ever visualize, so be it. When we hold this thought in our consciousness, when we have this attitude in our mind, how important attitude is. When we have this glorious attitude in our mind that our child is the ideal child. That's all we have to say. Our child is the ideal child. And we give them a name, George or Mary. We say, our child is the ideal child. And as we say, George is an ideal child, Mary is an ideal child, so be it. That's all they know. That's all we know. We have infiltrated our thought into their consciousness. They already know they're great. They already know they're fantastic. They already know that they're glorious. Now, should any appearance be there of a illness or a negativity of any kind, and we want to have that illness and negativity grow and become part of that body, we give our attention to it. If we want that illness or negativity to be gone, not to be there, we will not give it attention. we will give attention to the ideal body, the ideal mind, the ideal spirit, the ideal being that is born unto us. As we do this, and we can do this more and more and better all the time, as we do this, we bring this forth into our world. It truly is not a task, because bringing a child into life and into your world is an exciting adventure. Bringing a child into your family is an exciting adventure. Bringing a child into your arms and holding your child, a child of your being, a child of your mind, a child of your love, is so grand. There is no problem too difficult to handle. There is no circumstance too difficult to face or to handle in any way, because you have your hand on it, and you can handle it. You can handle it. You say, I am the ideal mother. Wowee. I am the ideal father. And as ideal parents, we bring forth ideal children. Whether we have one child or 12, it makes no difference. We bring forth ideal children because we are the ideal mother and the ideal father. Now, it's not that you're superior to anybody else or you're going to have children better than anybody else. It's that you're going to have the best child possible, the ideal child, whatever that means. The ideal parents are having the ideal child, and the ideal child is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. The super child is great, the ideal child. Oh, yes. Whether it's for your personal health, whether it's your children, whether it's your work, no matter what it is in your life, if you can say to yourself, principle works, I am sincere enough to work it, to keep my mind clear and pure and beautiful at all times as I work the principle, as I bring forth the beauty, the wonder, the magic that I am. For this is who I am. I am the ideal mother, the ideal father, and the ideal child. And that works all the time. In my life, in my world, in my experience, I am that I am, the ideal being. And being the ideal being, everything works out for me in harmony, in love, in right action now. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love me. I love me. I love me. I like me. I like me. I like me. I am the ideal parent. I am the ideal child. I am ideal. Hello, fabulous day. I love you.